Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tony scraps the interview. The president talks Cuba. Cubans in America are furious. What's that all about? And guess what? Good old New York becomes the first shale state to ban fracking. Wow, fracking has made people some money. But Cuomo says no so. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ho, 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 happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and anything else that you celebrate out there. I hope you're enjoying the holidays or getting ready to enjoy the holidays. It's crazy somewhat of what's rolling out of Los Angeles and what's rolling out of Washington. So let's see. Let's take a poll. I have my glasses on where I can see all of you across the country in those nooks and crannies. Where do we go first? Do we talk movie stars in North Korea? Or do we talk the Prez and Cuba? I say we land on Cuba. I used to be married to a Cuban-American, and boy, his family, they were so anti-Castro, so furious at what had happened to their beloved country and so proud to be Americans after what they went through to become citizens and the stories they told me. And my ex-father-in-law almost was murdered because of people he was trying to help in that country. So anyway, this historic plan that's been announced by the press would normalize relations with Cuba. And let me tell you, there was a lot of resistance on the Hill. A lot of questions making me think Congress might not even consider easing a 50-year trade embargo against the communist state, let alone let's end this thing. Obama said the United States will cease what he called an outdated approach with Cuba, take steps to normalize, I'm going to say that word again, normalize, diplomatic relations, including opening an embassy in Havana after American Alan Gross was released from the country after spending 5 years in prison as part of an agreement that included the release of three Cubans jailed in the United States. So the president, in saying this whole normalization thing, is asking Congress to have a serious debate about lifting the trade embargo. So do the math, 50 years, 1962. Republicans, Democrats, how about that? They met in the middle on this thing. Both pushed back pretty strongly, most of them, with a lot of Republicans calling Obama's plan another concession to tyranny. So what say you, America? Do you care if we lift the embargo, throw it out the window, and say, yeah, let's make a deal with Cuba? It used to be a cool place. If you look at the old movies, people used to go to Cuba when they, especially Floridians, used to go down there. Why don't we just shake hands, make up, and let's do a deal? You think of families, and you think of the bodies that have been buried by Castro throughout all of those years, and some of the unbelievably barbaric things that were done to people. Remember, Castro's good buds with the butcher when he was alive, Hugo Chavez. And there was probably, I'd say, 4 or 5 people on my tyrants list. And, of course, Castro, the Castro brothers would make the list. So Marco Rubio, Cuban roots, the senator from Florida, says these changes will lead to legitimacy for a government that shamelessly, continuously abuses human rights, but it will not lead to assistance for those whose rights are being abused. I'm going to say, Marco Rubio, that's the first time I really wholeheartedly, completely agree with you. Not that I haven't agreed with some of the things that he said, but I'm saying 100% I agree with that statement. I go back again to the time that I spent in Little Havana, the time I spent in Florida, the stories that I know and the people I know and the things personally that touched people that I cared about and care about, and knowing that what he says is completely on the money. It's ridiculous. I'm going to say it is absurd. It is helping a dictator and people who are just bathed in blood. It would be the worst decision Congress could possibly make. But listen, this is why Democrats and Republicans agree. The incoming Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the idea to change the current relationship with Cuba. Duh. This is a layup for McConnell. He says he defers to Rubio on the matter. Of course he does. Of course, anyone with a brain. Obama, what are you thinking? Now check this out. Bob Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, is a Cuban American. He says it is a moment of profound relief for Gross, who was released, in his family, but he said he was concerned that this constituted a swap of convicted spies for an innocent American. Bingo. The Cuban government is a brutal government. They marked houses of people they were going to kill because they didn't like things that they said. Read about it. It's the easiest thing, really, to look through the lens of what happened in Cuba and what continues to happen in Cuba, just to hit up a few current events. Ilian Gonzalez, ring a bell with anybody? So Lindsey Graham and John McCain released a statement, and they say that the move endangers American values. They think it's damaging to our national security while it's all still being written. And they say they dread the day Obama takes the podium to announce a nuclear deal with the Iranian Ayatollahs, if he does. And if anything, this is on that same path to doing that. So Obama really didn't find many takers. And he remember, he's formally directed the State Department to have talks with Cuba to reestablish diplomatic relations. They were cut off in 61. The embassy in Havana would be open in the next couple of months, according to the White House. The Cuban government released 53 political prisoners, and that announcement came after Gross was freed. That was part of the agreement that included those Cubans that were spies, by the way, that were jailed in the U.S. So think about it. Cuba, American relations. Throw out the shackles of the past. Lift the embargo. And we can call it a day. I don't think so. And let me tell you, like I said, Cuban Americans are up in arms about this, and it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. Well, what say you, America? Would you like to go to Cuba? Would you like that lane opened up? Should that embargo be lifted? Should there be trade? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If it wasn't for the type of dictatorship the Castro brothers, the hold that they've had on the people in that country, I'd say sure, lift it. But the embargo's been in place since Castro's been in power, so go figure. Tell them to go fish. All right, we'll meet you on the flip side. Coming up closer to home, some things that may shock you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged me.
A big shout out to Jack.
Said, quote,
listening to us.
Hole in the boat.
Especially what I was just saying about Cuba, and says, Kate, that means those Cuban cigars would now be easy to get, and we wouldn't have to sneak them in our suitcases. Hey, how about baseball? You're a baseball fan. That would be interesting with the improved relationship there. And plus, everybody, as you already mentioned, would be able to go and be a tourist in Cuba, which I think would be pretty cool. I know some people already, journalists that have gone to Cuba, and Cop points out that people in Canada can travel to Cuba. He says they have no problem. Jack says, is there nothing Obama won't do to get easy access to Cuban cigars? I don't know. I think it's a hot button issue because of the things that happened in the past, but maybe you think, eh, it's an island. I get it. There's a lot of history there, but I agree with Obama. Let's move forward. Here's what I'd say. Obviously, when you have Democrats and Republicans completely, I mean, you could have just reversed their what they said. You could have taken a press release from Menendez's office, senator from New Jersey, and switched it accidentally with Marco Rubio, and it's practically the same thing. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. It's shocking when that happens, isn't it? I'm just saying, I think Castro's a thug, and I don't know that I would open that lane up. And let me tell you, the people exiled in Miami are furious. They're furious. There's not a lot of backgammon going on. If you go to Little Havana, you see a lot of people playing backgammon. That is nothing but Cuban coffee and conversation over this whole idea. They're stunned that this is even a possibility, because they were, you know, they had to escape the country or they were murdered. Their friends were murdered, and they did anything they could to get out of the country, whatever they had to do. They had to smuggle out their wedding rings, and they had to smuggle kids out, and they had to go to Mexico or Canada or have somebody sponsor them. You know, all kinds of insane things happened not too long ago. Not too long ago. And I said there were some other things that you wouldn't believe that are happening in this country. And one of them is this story that is starting to catch fire. When I say catch fire, it means, you know, we live in a viral world, right? 140 characters, baby. Once it hits the Twitter feeds, once it's out there in the blogosphere, more people start to talk about it. So there's a kid in Kansas City who's 8 years old. He's blind. He had a cane, like a lot of blind people do, and he's eight. He grew up, basically, blind. So he's always used the cane. A bus driver confiscated the cane because they say he hit another student with the one the school had given him at this elementary school where he goes. So instead, they decided they would replace it with a bent green pool noodle because, okay, he has to have something in his hand. We feel like he, you know, that he fidgets a lot. He has to have something in his hand. So we're going to give him the noodle. The kid's name is Dakota Nafsinger. The father, Donald Nafsinger, said his son lifts the cane at times, but the bus driver thought he was using it to be violent. He says the school is using the pool toy to humiliate his son. His mother says it's unfair that this kind of punishment involves something that he needs to get around. He's blind. He's eight. He's blind. Did I tell you that? So they say that because they insisted, you know, that he had this noodle, his sister had a concert in the school, and he went to the concert with the noodle. So he's actually trying to feel his way around with this noodle. I'm thinking, what if the kid wiped out with the noodle? Because the canes, there's a sensation to the cane. When it touches the floor, touches things, that there's a reason they're designed a certain way, right? So a lot of the people who have already heard about this story are offering to buy him a white cane of his own. You know, if the school is saying, give us our cane back, we're going to give you a noodle instead, a pool noodle, that's what's going to happen. Now, the school district, because all of this is coming out now, late tonight released a statement saying that they reviewed the situation. And they regret that a mistake was made in making sure the kid was in possession of his cane when he boarded the bus. They apologize to the family. They're trying to rectify the situation. They say when they were made aware of the mistake, corrections were made. How do you do that? I mean, if the kid was obvious, if he was using it as a spear and he was chucking it and smashing people in the head, I just kind of find that hard to believe. I find it really hard to believe. I'm gonna buy what the father's saying, Donald Nafsinger. And I'm gonna say that his son at eight, Dakota, for goodness sake, like I said, I mean, you know, that's like our hands, our eyes. Think about it. Can you imagine? Close your eyes. I want you to do that. Close your eyes and get on a bus and have nobody help you and see, and just don't, you know, put a blindfold on and see how easy it is to move on the bus. I don't care if it's a school bus, a city bus, whatever bus it is. So I guess I made the point, and apparently so did so many other people, that they were burning the midnight oil to make sure that apology got out. And to me, when I said, you won't believe some of the things that are happening across the country, that's just stupidity. I don't understand. And especially, too, let's say there was something going on. Well, if there was something going on that was unacceptable, there would be certainly another way to handle it, rather than take the thing that he needs and pull it away for a pool noodle that's not going to work because of the sensitivity of how the cane is. So you get my point. It takes all kinds. And listen, I've never been a bus driver. I know that horrific things happen on buses sometimes to bus drivers. You know, there's one kid that stirs the pot or there's a gang of kids, or whatever it might be. But you still can't take a blind kid's sight away, because that's like taking the sight away, since that's what he uses to get around. Right? Yeah. Can't do that. All right, here's another strange story that I have a couple of them, but this one's weird. A Toronto guy also is getting his share of ink and talk and everything else, because he offered a free round-the-world air flight, you know, a ticket, to a woman with the same name as his ex-girlfriend, because she found somebody else. So Jordan Exami and his then-girlfriend, Elizabeth Gallagher, booked heavily discounted round-the-world tickets in May. Their relationship ended, and he didn't want her ticket to go to waste, so the ticket had a strict no-transfer policy. But since the passport information wasn't required when booking, it could be used by any other Canadian named Elizabeth Gallagher. So he posted his offer on the Read It social media website. We need to talk about social media. And he got thousands of emails, including 18 from actual Elizabeth Gallagher's with Canadian passports. He chose his travel mate, Elizabeth Quinn Gallagher, a 23-year-old student, a part-time office worker from Nova Scotia. He says it's strictly a platonic relationship. It's going to be great. So the new Elizabeth Gallagher thought a trip with a stranger whose ex-girlfriend's name is the same as hers was crazy, but she hit it off with him after talking on the phone for hours. She said, it did seem creepy at the beginning, but now that I talked to him, it's less creepy and more awesome. And she does have a boyfriend. I don't know. How does that hit any of you? So he has around-the-world tickets. He's taken off with a 28-year-old who has the same name as his ex, and or 23-year-old who has the same name as his ex. She's in a relationship. Oh, it's just strictly platonic, but we're going to go around the world together. Wow. I wonder how long this trip is. I mean, the value of the tickets is like $6,200. It starts, well, here I've got my answer. It starts December 21st in New York, and it continues to Milan, Prague, Paris, Bangkok, New Delhi, ends in Toronto on January 12th. Oh, well, there are no words. He has an Elizabeth Gallagher with him. It's just not the one that he was going to marry. Oh, my, oh, my. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
We talk about weekend warriors all the time here on America Tonight. You know, we do our Nail the Score thing, which, of course, that's professional athletes in the NFL. But we also talk about all of you that are in the scenario where you're out thinking that you can conquer the world and you're a little maybe out of shape and you're out there playing tennis and doing other things where you're going for it. And I understand that because that's how I roll. But then you start to sprain your knees or you sprain your ankles, have problems with your knees, that kind of stuff. So when I was in New York and I was at the National Publicity Summit, I ran into a cool guy, the sports doctor, Dr. Robert Weil, and he is with us now in our virtual green room. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to join you.
So the weekend warrior thing, do you see a lot of that in your practice, people who are just going for it and they maybe don't stretch or do things that could possibly help them out before they decide to conquer the world?
It's a common scenario. There's no doubt about it that the fitness and being in better shape, feeling better, all are important things to all of us, whether someone's a walker, whether they're a jogger, whether they're playing golf, whatever it happens to be. And sometimes we look at what we call the terrible twos, which is either too much or too soon or too aggressive. So we tell people to, first of all, get a physical before they start a particular physical activity. You know, I'm a sports podiatrist. The sports doctor is all about everything from feet to concussions to wellness to all sorts of areas of sports medicine. And many times we'll see that the so-called weekend warrior is one of our common definitions of people who might be looking to stay active. And, you know, the feet affect everything else. So sometimes we'll see even being in the proper shoes is important, paying attention to, again, how aggressive you are, being realistic. All of these things, Kate, make sense.
Yeah, I love that, the terrible twos. And, you know, I think, Doc, honestly, a lot of people, it's funny, you know, you talk about the feet. I think a lot of people ignore that. Sometimes they go for a cheaper shoe or it doesn't quite fit them, but they like the way it looks. I see this with a lot of guys. Have you seen that when people come in? Is that one of the things you ask them about? What kind of shoes are they wearing?
Oh, absolutely.
That kind of stuff?
One of my most popular articles on sportsdoctorradio.com is high heels and accepting the challenge. We talk a lot about whether it's dress shoes to the proper sports shoe. And absolutely, the last thing you want to be looking to scrimp money on is being in the right shoe and the best shoe for you. You might have high arches. Somebody else might have flat feet. Somebody else might have bunions. Somebody else might have inherited other kinds of foot concerns. And believe it or not, about 7 or 8 out of 10 people are not fit properly, even serious athletes. So number one, you want to know what's the best fit in the shoe for you, what makes sense for your particular foot type, and you want to be fit properly. And then you can head out the door, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, you talk about high heels and women. What happens with a lifetime of wearing high heels for a long length of time?
Great question. You know, the article where I quote Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City, where she said, you know, if I knew then what I know now, I don't know if I would have worn all those heels on the show. although a year later, she started her own high heel company. So that took care of that advice. But the heels change the mechanics of the whole body, Kate. So whether it is jamming the ball of the foot in the shoe, which most women are familiar with, especially if they've got corner callus or nail problems, and getting into something that's pointy-toed and loading the front of the foot can be its own problem. But also, as you raise those heels, there have been studies that have shown that once you get to an inch and a half or a two-inch heel, you're really changing stresses also to the knees and low back. So what we recommend is, number one, make sure you've got enough toe room. Try to be sensible. Alternate the heel heights. There have been cases we've seen, Kate, where a woman, again, might be in her 40s, and she's been wearing the same height heels for 20 years. She starts getting active. She wonders why her Achilles tendons and her calves are hurting her, because she's actually shortened those muscles from being in a heel for years and years and years. So we recommend do some variety. Try to stay away from something that's too stiletto-like, because we see ankle problems, et cetera. But, of course, you know, high heels, mostly designed by men who don't have to wear them. And this is a serious problem, especially if you've got foot concerns to begin with. But there's no doubt about it, you are creating different kinds of postural stresses. So we tell people, let's be realistic, let's strengthen your feet and ankles, let's wear a shoe that gives you the toe room, let's try to do some postural exercise. I mean, you don't have to train like an athlete if you wear a lot of heels, but a lot of patients I see who are very active, successful women who might be models, mm-hmm. and other people in those types of industries, you better believe they're training to wear those kinds of shoes, because it ain't easy. Especially if you're dancing with the stars on those shoes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
All right, what fun. We're talking to the sports doctor, and he's in Chicago, one of my favorite cities. But in Chicago and elsewhere, there's big concern over head injuries and concussions and football. I mean, I am a rabid football fan, but it scares me. I flew with the Cowboys, covered professional teams, and I saw those things happening to people I became friendly with, professional athletes.
No, it's a nightmare, Kate. Again, and people can check my show out. I'm on 3 o'clock Central Standard Time on Wednesdays on HealthyLife.net, and the show is called The Sports Doctor. I'm a foot specialist, but we pay a lot of attention to what you're talking about. Another one of my popular articles, you're not going to like it as a football fan, but it's called Football is Unsafe at Any Age. And that's the reality. We're only now beginning to see some of these long-time horrendous effects with some of these retired players. He was a patient of mine. I knew him well, Dave Duerson.
Mm-hmm.
Who was one of the catastrophes with the head injuries. And this is a very good, there is no way to not slam the head around in a collision sport like football. I mean, concussions are possible in all sports, Kate. You could slide into second base. You could fall off a bike. Children can get hurt. They can have a concussion. It's the repetitive micro concussions and trauma from slamming that head around, that's the real concern. And the question then is, with parents asking, what about my kids in Pop Warner or in high school football? And I'm telling you, I don't know what we're going to do about this game. It's one thing if you're going to be a gladiator and you're going to be paid millions of dollars, you're in the professional leagues,
right,
and you know what this is about, and we still don't know what it's about. I also saw Jim McMahon was a famous patient of mine who was on the front cover of Sports Illustrated a year and a half ago with those concerns. So the body can't handle that kind of violence, especially the head, and it's a crapshoot. So it's a big problem because it is our most popular sport by far, and, you know, high school Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to you in changing this. But if a parent asks me, in my opinion, and we feature a lot of people who have been in this world, whether they're neuroscientists I've had on the radio show, Kate, whether they are parents, the sports doctor, we pay a lot of attention to a topic I call parenting the child athlete, where, again, you know, my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating champion from here in Illinois, the Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates.
Mm.
And the role of orthotics to properly balance the foot and stability on the ground is something that sports podiatry is really, really all about. But the concussion issue, the helmet's not the answer because it's become a weapon. And even if they come up with sensors, for example, let alone heads-up football, which is off the wall, trying to take the head out of the game, it's impossible to take the head out of the game. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge to see what we're going to do about this. It's a conundrum.
Yeah, it is a conundrum. You even saw the other day, LeBron James said, basketball star, I would never have my kids, my boys in football.
Well, this is what I tell parents, and I remember my son who played multiple sports, and he also, you know, was enamored with football. And I said, you know, Adam, if you're interested in other sports, I sure wouldn't add football. It's so physical. Now, all of us are very familiar, Kate, with the, you know, guys had 3 knee replacements and 5 ankle surgeries and 12 shoulder surgeries, and we see this every day. Looking at the injury list in pro football, it's like a war zone. But I don't think anybody ever expected the kind of head concerns and the brain trauma concerns that we're seeing, and there's just no way around it. And this is why it's a huge topic, but it's also a PR scenario with the mighty, mighty, mighty National Football League. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a fan, as parents, if it's the kids' real super goal and all of these things, this is all understandable, but it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. All right, Dr. Mr. Sports Doctor, you are fabulous. We'll talk to you again sometime soon, I hope.
I hope so, too, and you're going to be joining me on the Sports Doctor, I think, in December. So are you the Sports Princess?
I am the Sports Princess.
I knew you were. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, and thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thank you for coming on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I can't believe it. I'm in the presence of greatness, sort of, because he's in a virtual green room and I'm someplace else. Dick Cavett, he is terrific, and he's got a great book out. I stayed up very late reading it, Brief Encounters, Conversations, Magic Moments, and Assorted Hijinks. He has met everyone and anyone, and he is the coolest dude on the planet. Dick, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Well, I'm sorry I ruined your night's sleep. You seem coherent today.
I try. So when everybody meets you, do they always ask you about John Lennon and Yoko Ono? I mean, that was one of
yes.
the best interviews.
Yes, they do.
How did that come about?
I don't know exactly. Somebody on my staff suggested it. Somebody tried something or other, got word back that they watched the show and they would be glad to meet me and see if they felt from that they like doing it. So on a rainy day in the middle of the afternoon, I went to the St. Regis Hotel and up to their suite, and they were on the bed, and it startled me at first, and then I realized they were working there with John had folders and stuff laid out. And almost immediately, John was accessible and friendly and like someone you were comfortable with, and he would, I made him laugh. I said to his remark to me, you know, you have the only halfway intelligent talk show on television. And I asked him why he would want to be on a halfway intelligent show. show, and he found that quite funny. I'm glad to see that you do, too.
I do find that funny. And I just love the cross-section of the people that you had a chance to have those brief encounters with. I mean, the name of the book, he must have come to you, boom, because it fits what you're talking about and who you've talked to over the course of a long career. Muhammad Ali, sparring with him, joking with him, and how excited he was to meet you. Did you find that that started to happen to you because you became a celebrity, Dixon? Were people drawn to you as well?
Well, you're right. It took a while to adjust to that. And when people I never dreamed as a kid in Nebraska were seeing in the movies or wherever, television, that I would ever be in the same room with them, but let alone having them say, I'm such a fan or it's nice to meet you. And I thought they must be talking to someone standing behind me because I'm still little Dickie Cabot from Nebraska and they're Orson Welles or Marlon Brando or Katharine Hepburn or a famous murderer or the head of a mafia family or but I'm stunned at my guest list when I look back at it of the number of people who were on not just showbiz greats but of everything including one murderer and or two probably if I only knew and sports people and political people and the fact that I managed to become to my great pride, an enemy of Richard Nixon.
Yes, and how did that happen?
In a number of ways, going back a bit, partly from my protesting that John Lennon should not be, he asked me if I would come down and talk for his benefit. When the great unindicted co-conspirator and criminal in the White House from Yorba Belinda and his criminal vice president, Spiro Agnew, we had two crooks in the White House at the same time, wanted John out of the country because his lickspittle H.R. Haldeman had said this guy Lennon could sway an election. And that, and over the years, I found the White House watched the show constantly. I eventually had the thrill, which you can too, vicariously on YouTube, of seeing Nixon say, Cabot, what can we do to screw him?
I know I have actually seen that, so it is very funny.
To be the most powerful man in the world. Lately, because I did this stunningly brilliant hour documentary, and I don't get the credit for it, the people who put it together, called Dick Cavett's Watergate. You can Google Dick Cavett's Watergate and see a stirring hour. I didn't realize, someone else did, that I had had nearly all the baddies of Watergate on my show. And on this show, somebody called after seeing it and saying, do you feel sorry for Nixon in any way? And I said, yes. The poor man died never having an answer to his question, is Cavett a Jew?
Because he was so certain, right?
You can see that in the special. Yeah, his anti-Semitism was one of his many highly developed traits, along with the foulest mouth in the history of the world, probably part of his obsession with his manhood that psychologists or psychiatrists would often point out. He was a real man, he would say about people. And that and the fact that he was such a brilliant man, genius lawyer, people who saw him testify at the when he was a lawyer at Supreme Court said it was just thrillingly brilliant. Sprang from the womb screaming, I want to be president, and with an ugly personality and face, he managed the miracle of doing it, and then, of course, screwed it up.
No kidding. I think we're almost out of time, but you and I have something in common. My first job out of college was in Kearney, Nebraska, and I know what a Runza is. You know what a Runza is, too, don't you?
I was born there.
In Kearney, Nebraska? How about
that? Yes, they get credit.
Yeah.
We lived in Gibbon, but they had no hospital. And the next time we talk, we must talk about the very heartbreaking Christmas story that's in my book. The two criminal offenses that I committed as a young man and the sordid sex stories.
Oh, I love it. Promise me you'll come back. Will you come back, Dick?
Try me. Just
all right.
Try me.
I love
okay.
it. Dick Cavett, Brief Encounters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Wow, how great to talk to Dick Cavett. Brief Encounters. It's really true. I did sit. I decided I was going to try to read what I could, and then read what I could turned into reading the whole book. And at the tail end of the book, he talks about all these different people that he met, that he really liked James Gandolfini, and he talked about going to his funeral and his encounters with different members of the Sopranos. And with Gandolfini, he had seen him on Broadway, and he had front row seats and said the guy was an actor. He was incredible. And he talked about Gandolfini telling him that he was having anxiety attacks, and he had even gone to get treatment for it because of this play, that he was worried about whether or not he was going to make his marks and the stage time and memorizing the lines and all of that sort of stuff. And I thought that was pretty powerful. It was a whole chapter in his book. And he talks about also some of the other people in his long, long career, like Dick Clark. And he talks about what Dick Clark was like and conversations with Clark, and how he just liked him, that he was just pleasant, and that he was great at kidding on the air, and he had a great relationship. He was just good on radio, and how much fun it was to interact with him, and the fact that he did the Pyramid Show, and the Pyramid Show at the time, if you remember, that was only on once a week in the night, and he taped a couple of shows, and he said he saw the show, and then he said he somewhat foolishly accepted the offer. He said, not much of a move of a wise person, but it turned out okay. He said he learned the game on the job. He learned what he had to do on the job. And I guess because there is a worrisome thing there, by the way. You have a contestant with you, and you want to win money for them. And so that was part of the deal, that it wasn't all just kibitzing anymore. It wasn't just radio. You were doing TV, and you were trying to help somebody actually win some money. He also talks about, he has a chapter called The Wrath of Grapes, and he talks about, the alcohol industry and drinking and joking about that with writers and actors. And he talked about notorious examples of it. And, you know, he talked about what that was like for him and going through friendships with people and the drinks with people and what hangovers do to, like, Robert Benchley, who talked famously about his hangovers and said once that the only cure for a hangover was death. And you know, he has a lot of funny, funny quotes in it. I thought was really interesting, and what a compliment to him, is you have Jimmy Fallon, who now is the host of course, The Tonight Show. And Jimmy Fallon did the foreword in the book, Dick Cavett's book, and Fallon talks about the fact that before he went on the air for the first time to do The Tonight Show, he was a little bit nervous, and here he, earlier in the day, had gotten this call from Dick Cavett, who told him just to go for it and enjoy it and that kind of stuff, and it was really, I think, a huge compliment to him for Fallon to say, yeah, let me do the foreword to this. And he said that he couldn't be more generous and nice, and he was rooting for him and wishing him luck as the host of the show. And, of course, for Cavett, for such a long time, he was Mr. Television interviewer. And he talks about, and you heard him talk about, the fact that he can't believe he came from this small town in Nebraska, and look at how far he came from there. All right, so Dick Cavett, pick it up, Brief Encounters. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.